The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now, we go to White House correspondent for the Daily Caller, Alex Pfeiffer, joining us on a busy news week yet again in the Trump administration. And Alex, the president of the United States, fresh off of his Thanksgiving vacation, what's on the agenda today?
Hey, thanks for having me on today. So today there's two key things on Trump's schedule. He has a meeting this morning at the White House with the so-called Big Four. That's Paul Ryan, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Mitch McConnell, and that's to try and work to hash out a spending deal. Now, last time a meeting like this happened in September, Trump actually ended up siding with the Democrats, but the White House seems fairly adamant this time. They won't want to cave to Democrat pressure to include any sort of amnesty.
Well, tell us about that, because you know, you mentioned the last time they left, it became famous that he agreed with Chuck and Nancy to give a short-term extension to the budget deal, which led to this end-of-the-year battle that they're now going to have to contend with. So does now the Democrats, as you said, are demanding DACA and a clean DACA bill in order to keep these illegal immigrants in the United States indefinitely. What is the White House saying about that?
Well, the White House is pointing to comments from Schumer not too long ago when he would say that Republicans are including, quote, poison pill riders in their negotiations when they would ask for, defunding of Planned Parenthood. So it's kind of they're turning the tables on Schumer by saying, hey, you complained about this not so long ago. And the White House, they want an increase in defense spending. The Washington Post reported this morning that Defense Secretary Jim Mattis will be present at the White House meeting today.
I want to talk about what Lindsey Graham had said on, I believe it was CNN, where he was on with Dick Durbin. And he did say there's a deal to be done about immigration. And he said, for the DREAM Act, I think you could get strong border security and a break in chain migration. If you put those three things together, put it on the end of your spending bill, that would be a heck of an accomplishment for 2017. So hinting at this idea of some kind of a deal that the Democrats will get the DREAM Act, but in exchange, the Republicans get the wall and an end to chain migration. Any idea if that would be something that could work out?
So far, most signs point to that being done in 2018. It's what Senate Republicans have openly said, that they want to concentrate right now on tax reform. And it's the other thing on Trump's schedule today. He'll go to Capitol Hill and meet with Senate Republicans as they work to put forward their own tax legislation. So Senate Republicans, they are open to some sort of deal where, the White House has their immigration priorities, where they want unchained migration, increased border security, and then they'd be open to a DREAM Act of sorts. But that looks like it'll happen in 2018. You know, it'd be a little tough politically for Republicans to get elected on an immigration enforcement agenda and pass an amnesty before getting tax reform done, especially heading into volatile midterms.
So they'll keep it separate?
It was floated that it'd be in the spending bill back in September, but recently they've been saying that we want to do this in 2018.
All right, so what's the latest on tax reform? We saw a change here. We saw a Montana senator come across the aisle and say he's a no right now. We also saw Rand Paul say that he's currently a yes. The president is joining a Senate lunch today to try and convince these senators as well to change their minds. What is the expectation here? What's the forecast? Will we see a tax plan pass the Senate?
Well, yesterday, Senate Finance Committee members met with Trump, and Orrin Hatch was confident that they would get 50 votes and be able to use Mike Pence's tiebreaker. And Pat Toomey was also confident they'll be all able to get it done. John Cornyn said they'd get put their bill forward this week. So, you know, they appear confident. You know, Ron Johnson and Bob Corker still want some changes to the tax bill, and you know, they're working to keep them happy. But this is obviously would be fairly important for Republicans to finally get something done in 2017. So, you know, they appear confident. Trump said earlier in November he wants to deliver a Christmas gift with tax reform.
Do you get the sense? I mean, President Trump has seemed like extraordinarily patient on this particular legislation. Does his patience run out if the Senate fails to pass this?
Well, I mean, what's next then? Are they going to go back to the table on Obamacare? It's like we just talked about with the Dream Act. It would seem silly for that to be the first major accomplishment of the guy who talked about rapists during his initial speech. So it would seem not too bright just to move on from tax reform. So I think they seem pretty intense on getting this done.
Yeah, it seems like it, to me, I feel like his patience with Mitch McConnell may disappear entirely if they can't get
well.
This
yeah,
passed.
I mean, clearly their relationship can't be that great if he's not coming out fully and endorsing Roy Moore, but he's always tweeting that the worst thing for Alabama would be to elect Roy Moore's opponent, Doug Jones, and Mitch McConnell's explicitly called for Roy Moore to drop out of the race. So it's again, him and Mitch McConnell, their feud hasn't been at all private. It's been fairly public.
Alex Pfeiffer, White House correspondent for The Daily Caller. Thanks as always for joining us, Alex.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.